This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome once again to another edition of What's On Your Mind. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennon. Ed Schaefer in for me today. Brought to you this hour by Mark Wegner at ND Estate Services. You can call Mark at 701-318-0908. Many of you have called and set up a free, no-obligation review to talk about protecting and preserving and passing on your assets with Mark Wegner. NDEstateServices.com, NDEstateServices.com. He's seen the good, he's seen the bad, he's seen the ugly when it comes to estate closure and death settlements with family. And he says, look, there's no reason why your family has to experience the bad and the ugly with your estate settlement. Family arguments and unnecessary taxes and additional attorney fees and probate court and, of course, needing to spend down assets to qualify for Medicaid, all avoidable with a phone call. And it starts with a free review to Mark Wegner, NDEstateServices.com, or call 701-318-0908. A lot of good feedback through our conversations with Mark as we kick off 2017 with some expertise for you here on the program. All right, to join us today and let us know what's on your mind, it's as simple as the phone call, 800-228-0550. You can text Todd, the radio god Mitchell, at 701-226-8503, or you can email us, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. He's been a governor of North Dakota. He's been an ag secretary for the United States, but he prefers Ed. Welcome to the program, my guest host for today, Ed Schaefer. Ed?
Well, that was the plan.
Say, Steve, are you imitating Ed today, or am I imitating Ed? I don't remember which one of us was supposed to imitate Ed.
It better be you and not me, because...
Fire's Mr. Bubble, everybody.
Exactly, right, yes. Yeah, so Steve Hallstrom here, along with Todd Mitchell, and you know Todd as a regular co-host with Scott on the What's On Your Mind radio program, and sorry for the disappointment, folks. I'm sure you were looking forward to hearing from an ex-governor of North Dakota today. Unfortunately, you get to hear from an ex-mortgage bank guy, an ex-sports reporter, and current president of Flag Family Media, Steve Hallstrom, and Todd Mitchell, of course, hanging out here with you as well. How are you this morning, Mr. Mitchell?
Since you're listening to Steve, you could be hearing from a future governor, and maybe that'll be more helpful.
Yeah. I mean, who knows? My gosh. Start praying now, friends, that doesn't happen. That's the way to handle that there. So,
would you decline the nomination if nominated?
Oh, gosh. Nobody should be. My own family would tell you.
Catcher. I don't want my phone ringing that much. My phone rings too much as it is. I don't want it ringing any more than that. No. There's got to be better people.
Yeah,
not
exactly.
You, than me. I mean.
You know, I enjoy trying to lead a radio company, and I just got done with a three-hour morning radio news program that Alex Taylor here and myself do on The Flag in Fargo, and we have a blast talking about what's going on in town and what's going on across the state. And here in the Red River Valley, we keep our eyes on two-state governments and two-state legislatures, so double the fun here. And we've had some very interesting conversations already this morning. One of them was with Paul Marquardt, who is a Democratic state representative from Dilworth, and he's been in the House for, I want to say, 15, 16 years. He's a veteran. And he's a guy that we like to have on every once in a while, just to kind of look at things from the other side of the aisle, if you will, from what we normally have as far as guests. But we like to hear all perspectives and see what's going on, and try to keep Paul try to keep him honest once in a while. So I had a chance to visit with him this morning on the air. Asked him a little bit about, okay, Paul, you're a Democrat. Now, what would you do if you were in Congress with, now I think it's 42. Democrats across the country have said now they're not going to attend the Trump inaugural. And it's just, I mean, it's an epidemic, and more people are getting sick every day, so to speak. The latest is Keith Ellison, which is no surprise out of Minneapolis, and that guy's as far left as it gets. So not a surprise there, but I said, what would you do? And I thought his answer was fairly interesting, so we'll talk about that here in a little bit. We also had Al Carlson, the House Majority Leader, North Dakota House Majority Leader, on the program yesterday. And we said, Al, what are people going to be buzzing about this week about what's happening on the Capitol? He says, oh, medical marijuana. I said, really? He said, yeah, and not a big surprise here, because we've had folks on from North Dakota Department of Health talking about the fact that voters in North Dakota seem to like medical marijuana, but now we got to figure out here on the state level how to actually do it and not have things turn into, you know, Cheech and Chong. So,
well, is that going to be a thing where certain legislators really didn't want it to pass? So, okay, they'll just put in little roadblocks to keep it from happening?
Yeah, really good question.
Slow down the process. I mean, obviously, obviously there have to be processes installed. I don't necessarily, you know, maybe it's a simple fact that they just need to get the processes installed, and that's just going to take a while. But yes. I can see where the road is open to, well, I'll tell you what, I'll just throw this roadblock in here.
Yeah.
You know, we'll never get it done. So it'll be legal, but we'll never get it, you know, installed, and, you know, it'll accomplish what I want to accomplish kind of thing.
Yeah, D.C. has been really good.
My mother's on medicinal marijuana, so maybe I've got a little soft spot for that, but...
Yeah, Washington, D.C. has provided a very good example of how to do that. Just put enough problems in there so nothing can get done.
See?
So, yeah.
You got it. You got it, brother.
So we will talk about a few of those things today along the way here. And this is a show, obviously, it's all about you. The program is called What's On Your Mind. And so the show is about what you want to talk about. So you can call us locally at 701-258-0550. Toll free at 1-800-228-0550. You can text Todd, 701-226-8503. Or you can email studio at What's On Your Mind Radio. And we're glad to have you along for the ride here with us. Steve Hallstrom, Todd Mitchell, hanging out with you until 11 o'clock today. Just a little background on myself if you haven't heard me before. I am, I think, a very strong conservative person. I do think it's important to, when there is something good to be said about what happens from the liberal or progressive movement, I like to point that out and say, hey, look, I think there's a point there. Or I think this was something that was well done or well said. And that gets me in trouble sometimes with folks around here at the flag. But I think, you know, hey, fair is fair. And you can have disagreements with people and their philosophies, but still point out along the way when there's something on the other side that makes some sense. Sadly, it hasn't happened all that much lately, but from time to time it does. So you may argue with me a little bit along the way here today, and that's fine as well. A good spirited discussion is always good. Coming up on the program today, we've got some guests that are very excited to bring along for you today. Lieutenant Tom Iverson from the North Dakota Highway Patrol has been a regular guest, I know, on What's On Your Mind and here on the Flag in Fargo as well. And Tom is a very well-spoken person and is very good at articulating his concerns with doing it in a respectful way and trying to understand all sides of an issue. We're going to talk to him about the speedway or the speed limit bills that are being talked about in Bismarck and get his thoughts on that. Law enforcement, not all that excited. Todd, you might be excited about driving 80 miles an hour on the freeway, which, let's face it, when it's 80, you secretly go 83 or 84. Yeah, right, huh? Oh, so you're an Autobahn kind of driver, you and the BMW, the souped-up, tricked-out Beamer?
No, that would be a big GMC pickup, but, well, I've got one of those, like, Scott, I've talked about that, the 82, 83 is kind of the line where maybe you're going to get away with it, so, you know, and if you go faster, you're probably going to get the ticket, but, you know, so there's kind of that unwritten... And I can see where a lot of people think, well, why even raise it then? Now we just spend a bunch of money on signs we don't necessarily need. Or well, and Trooper Tom's point, too, I think one of his points has been, well, does that mean everybody's going to go 87, 88 then? And then we start having a problem.
Yeah, which is going to happen, right? I mean, let's just be honest about it. We don't like to slow down if we don't have to. Right. So your comments are certainly welcome on that as we have Lieutenant Iverson on today. And we always like to ask him how things are going out of Dakota Access Pipeline, because that's always a story. And it'll go a few weeks and you won't hear much. But then yesterday there were another bunch of people arrested cutting a fence. For who knows why, but this is just what happens, and so folks
get
in trouble again.
I know they were on the bridge late last night. I don't know how late, because I was up past 2, and they were still there. Mm-hmm. They were still Facebook Living from there, so ain't over. And I guess now that we have more moderate weather coming in, that may pick up a little bit.
Yeah, there may be some more folks coming in from out of town. So who knows? Coming up in the 10 o'clock hour today, Chris Berg, who's host of the 6:30 Point of View show on KX4 in eastern North Dakota and in western Minnesota, 10:30 p.m. on West Dakota Fox. And Chris will be in, and he'll kind of help us walk through some of the things going on in the state legislature that should be interesting. Speaking of which, I want to play for you a cut from Al Carlson that we had on yesterday here on my morning news program. And as you know, voters approved medical marijuana 64-36 back in November, but lawmakers in Bismarck filing bills yesterday to delay the implementation to give the Department of Health time to set up the system. And Al says, you know, voters might like the idea, but I'm not so sure about it. He says the legal weed might help people with some of their medical needs, but there are things like driving and workplace issues that might create some problems.
Safety, because there's not enough guidelines built into it. This is wide open growing, smoking, eating. This is more wide open than Colorado, and I'm not sure the people thought they voted for that. So we've got to really get into this and make sure that the people that are getting this are getting a safe product, and we will do that.
So that's something we can talk about today. I'll kind of give you my thoughts, why I voted no way back when, and we'll see what you think about it as well. This is What's on Your Mind. Steve Hallstrom, Todd Mitchell here with you, coming back next on the What's on Your Mind radio network.
This is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 presents another Conversation with Carson. Carson Wentz is on the line to tell us about Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2.
You just purchased a spa and game room package from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. Just kind of tell us about the whole experience.
Yeah, it was really cool. You know, I went in and I met Vince and Ben. It was really cool. You know, obviously going into their showroom, you kind of see a little bit of everything. You see the game tables, the hot tubs, the patio furniture, and working with them, they made me feel comfortable buying from them. You know, they cared about what I was interested in. You could tell they cared about their product that they were selling. And, you know, they were just good guys that were very helpful.
The grind of the NFL could be tough on a player, and certainly a rookie quarterback that everybody's gunning for. How is the hot spring hot tub helping you get ready for the next big game?
Yeah, it's actually helped me quite a bit. You know, I use it a couple times a week and just helps me to recover and to just get my muscles and get my legs really more than anything. I'm feeling good, ready to go, so it's been really nice.
Is every day made better for Carson Wentz with your home full of fun products from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too?
Without a doubt. You know, knowing I can come home, and I think everybody needs a little way to kind of get away from whatever it is their job is. As much as I love the game, it's nice to just come home and go downstairs and play some pool, you know, throw some darts, just kind of sit in the hot tub, just relax, get away from it, get my mind right.
Take it from Carson Wentz. Shop Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, in front of Sam's Club in Bismarck. Minot on 83 Broadway next to Ryan Chevrolet. Next to Kmart, Grand Forks on South Washington. And next to Spitfire, 13th Avenue South, West Fargo. Tell them Carson sent you.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G, LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing PIX Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with PIX and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PIXWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick PIX and get connected today.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him? Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Sen, The Journey of a Conspiracy Analyst, author C.L. Hendman ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreonthesen.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. Bookstoreonthesen.com.
Your mind on the way, please call 258-0550 if you have anything to share about what's on your mind. 258-0550 is the local 701 telephone number. You can call us toll free always as well, 800-228-0550.
or text Todd the Radio God Mitchell, who's here riding shotgun, 701-226-8503. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com for your email as well. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Brought to you today by MyPillow. Boy, we've got one more week, and I don't know how much longer this is going to go for that best premium offer ever, the four-pack special for $99.98. That's the one where you get two premium pillows. You can't buy them in stores. They're the best they make. Minnesota-made premium pillows. And two go-anywhere pillows. Those are great travel pillows. $179 in savings on this deal because you're buying all four of those pillows for under $100, a savings of $179. You save more than you pay. It's an incredible deal. 800-506-9028 is the toll-free telephone number. One more time, nice and slow. 800-506-9028 or MyPillow.com. Use the promo code Scott. More now of What's on Your Mind.
With Steve Hallstrom and Todd Mitchell here on the What's on Your Mind radio network. And Scott Hannon out today. We'll be back tomorrow. And we had actually hoped that we'd have Ed Schaefer visiting with you today. Ed has had something come up, and he's not able to be with us today. So Todd and myself hanging out here with you today. And one of the things that I have been really interested to follow is what's happened with crude oil prices. And kind of something I like to check here and there just to see what's going on during the broadcast day. Crude oil, WTI up 67 cents this morning at 53.04. So I don't know, that oil market, at least on the WTI chart, seems to be making a little bit of a floor. So a little bit of support there in this 52-53 range. And if we can avoid sliding down in the 40s again, I think that would give a lot of people a lot of confidence out in the Bakken, where, as we know, when things are well out in western North Dakota, there, it means good things for business people around the state and good things for our state government trying to fund the priorities that we have here as well. Stock market's been rolling here for about 50 minutes or so. Currently, Dow Jones Industrial Average down 7 points at 19,878. NASDAQ down 20 at 55.93. S&P 500 down 2 points at 22.71. All those indices are up a little bit from where they opened. So a nice little bounce after opening a little bit lower here today. It is 9:22 on What's on Your Mind. Steve Hallstrom, president of Flag Family Media, host of the Need to Know Morning Show on AM 1100 The Flag here in the Valley, and Todd Mitchell out in Bismarck as well, hanging out with us today. And Dustin, Chad, and Greg, hang on just a minute, but because we've got some calls, we want to get to those in just a minute. But I want to play for you a part of a conversation that we had earlier today, just kind of get our wheels turning about things you might want to weigh in on during the show today. I had a chance to talk to Paul Marquardt. He's a Democratic state representative in Minnesota. And I saw this morning that now the list is up to 42, the members of Congress that are not going to the Trump inaugural. And this is a great tradition in our country. We peacefully pass the torch from one president to the next, whether they are from a party we agree with or not. And I don't remember nearly the frustration with President Obama being elected as what we're seeing from folks on the Democratic side of the aisle to Trump being inaugurated. And so I asked the representative, I said, Paul, if you were a congressman, would you go to the Trump inaugural?
Yes, I would. And, you know, everyone in the nation should, you know, I'll admit I did not vote for Donald Trump. But, and I told my students this, you know, I had senior students and, you know, we had some for Donald Trump, some for Hillary Clinton and so forth. And that very first day after the election, I said, you know what? We want our president to succeed. We want Donald Trump to succeed because when the president is doing well, the whole nation is doing well and we have to have that. So yes, I didn't vote for Donald Trump, but I would be there because that is the president of the United States. And we want our presidents to do well.
You know, I feel the same way, Paul. I remember when Barack Obama got voted in, I didn't agree with a lot of his policies, but I said, you know what? This is a historic time in our country. An African-American man has been elected president now of the country. And when he does well, we all do well. But somewhere along the line, it's changed. And we're no longer cheering for people to do well, which doesn't seem to make much sense.
You know what, too, Steve? I think there's been somewhat of a lack of respect for the office. And, you know, it doesn't matter who it is. The person is our president of the United States, just like someone who has authority, and it is to be respected. You don't have to agree, like you're saying all the time, with policies and so forth, but the respect always has to be there. And I think it's respectful to show up for an inauguration. And I just, if I was a congressman, I would be there at the inauguration.
So hopefully, you know, that kind of attitude wears off on more people. Let's go to the phone lines. Dustin is on in Bismarck. Dustin, welcome to What's on Your Mind.
I agree with the caller who always said, the people have elected, the people have elected and made these laws into, you know, made them laws, and they've elected these officials and they've passed these laws. And then these people can come and turn it, like, protest and turn it around and think they, you know, like, they're not upholding the laws of our nation.
Yeah, you're talking about what's going on in Western North Dakota. I agree. You know, no one has a problem with...
Not just that, but with...
Yeah, Dustin, your phone line is cutting out.
The President of the United States and the President and, you know, and laws that we put on the books, even in North Dakota here, like even like so forth as medical marijuana, you know, they have to stall it for months.
Yeah, Dustin, what's your point? I'm missing your point, sir.
They're not upholding the laws of the voters of America, you know, and state voters or, you know, anything. They just turn it around to their own conformity, you know.
Gotcha. Yeah, Dustin, I'm with you. Thank you for calling, Dustin. We appreciate it very much. Got to move on just because we got a few other folks that want to visit here as well. Yeah, peaceful protest. I don't think anybody has an issue with that. But when you're blocking streets, freeways, cutting fences like what we saw yesterday out at the Dakota Access protest site, that's not peaceful protest anymore. Chad and Dickinson, got about 30 seconds before we have to hit another break. You want to talk about the marijuana bill?
Yeah, I just wanted to mention I'm from Dickinson, and Rich Wardner was my principal at high school in the late 90s. Mm. And I've supported the medical marijuana because my mom actually has MS and refuses to touch the stuff because of the legality of it. It disappoints me when I find out that our legislators are supposedly, quote-unquote, not trying to block it. But when I find out that Mr. Wardner is leading this charge, it makes me wonder if that's really not their agenda, because he was a great principal. He's a good man. He's had my vote for 18 years now. But I remember in high school he was adamantly against, you know, the marijuana in the school, which I agree with too. But when he's bringing in drug dogs on a weekly basis just to bust high school kids for marijuana, and to find out that, yes, he is leading this charge to supposedly make the bill better, I just don't understand. What did we vote for? We voted for it. We want it. And it's not up to them to keep it from us.
Gotcha, Chad. Hey, thanks for the call. We appreciate it very much. Lots more to come. Lieutenant Tom Iverson from the North Dakota Highway Patrol. When we come back, What's on Your Mind? Coming right back at you after this word.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Let's go to Norway with a professional. My name is Carol Juven. I have been in Norway 153 times and had over 47,000 people on tour. Come and join me on the official Norskfest Norway tour, May 29th through June 11th. See Norway at its very best. The fjords, the waterfalls, the spectacular mountains. Visit my sister city of Shan. Meet and greet Jarlaholm. We don't just tour Norway, we meet the people. Phone me at 1-800-343-0093. That again is 1-800-343-0093. Space is limited. Welcome along.
Attention, investors saving for retirement. What if you could store your IRA or 401k where you can see, touch, and hold it in your hands in the form of physical gold and silver coins? You know you can't do that with your stocks. With the Augusta Gold and Silver IRA, you can transfer retirement savings into physical coins and store them where you can actually hold them in your hands, where you can get your gold fast in a disaster. Augusta Precious Metals offers free shipping, zero management fees, and Augusta pays all upfront costs. Getting started is absolutely free, so call today, 855-222-5857. Rated A-plus with the Better Business Bureau, Augusta Precious Metals enjoys a 98% 5-star customer satisfaction rating with TrustLink.org. Trust Augusta. Call toll-free, 855-222-5857 now for your free guide to Augusta Gold IRAs. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
You're a nurse. Why'd you become a nurse? You have a heart for others, right? And now you want to grow in your skills and excel in your profession. At the University of Mary, there's a long tradition of excellence in nursing education. They understand your desire to reach your full potential, take on leadership roles in your profession, and increase your lifetime earnings. Well, the key to rising in your profession is earning an advanced degree. National nursing organizations say there's a dramatic increase in the number of nurses with advanced degrees needed by the year 2020. At the University of Mary, they want to make that possible for you to move forward. Now offering a Master's of Science in Nursing degree for $15,000, a remarkable value in comparison to similar programs elsewhere, which can run as much as $8,000 more. Earning your master's degree in nursing from the University of Mary is a smart choice because caring for others is what you do, and caring for you is what the University of Mary does. Classes begin every 5 weeks. Part-time or full-time options are available. The University of Mary, an excellent education and an excellent value. Visit umary.edu/MSN today to apply. More now of What's on Your Mind with your calls. Welcome to 258-0550.
Welcome back to the What's on Your Mind radio program. Steve Hallstrom sitting in for Scott Hennon today. And sorry for the false advertising, friends. The original fill-in host today was scheduled to be former North Dakota Governor Ed Schaefer, which obviously would have been a nice thing. But, yeah, a little bait and switch. So you're stuck with me and Todd Mitchell today. Which is not such a bad place, I hope. We are.
I'm glad you're here. I'll put it that way.
Well, I don't know about that. The show's only 33 minutes old, my friend. Wait to express any judgments. It's like when you do a public speaking thing and people clap when you come up. I'm like, hey, you have no idea. I might be terrible. So just let's not.
Well, the audience may just be polite anyway, and maybe they don't really feel that strong, but they're just being nice. Yeah.
Speaking of being nice, Lieutenant Tom Iverson from the North Dakota Highway Patrol has been kind enough to give us a few minutes this morning on the program. Good morning, Lieutenant Iverson. How are you today?
Hey, I'm doing well. How are you guys, Steve and Todd?
We're doing fantastic. Better now that you're on the show, my friend, because right now it's just me and Todd, so you can definitely be a hero here today and make the program better. No question about that.
Let's do this.
There you go. So there's a million things that we could talk to you about today. And when we have you on, we always like to get kind of a once around the horn about all the things going on in the roadways of North Dakota. But Ed Schaefer, who had been planning to be our host of the program today, had some specific things that he wanted to visit with you about. So we should do that and get to those things that Ed had on his mind. And I think these are really important questions and interesting questions a lot of people would want to hear. We're talking about the speed limit bill. And currently we're at 75 miles per hour on I-94 and I-25. In South Dakota, they changed that rule, raised it to 80. And the people, Lonnie Lafine, senator from Grand Forks, was the first to introduce it, said, hey, what's the big deal? 80, everybody else is doing it. And it lets people get to where they need to go, and it's one less nuisance for drivers, that sort of a thing. And so law enforcement obviously sees things from a different perspective than most of us. As a member of law enforcement, Tom, what strikes you when you think about moving the speed limit up from 75 to 80?
Well, I guess for starters, first of all, our mission is public safety, first and foremost. That's what we do day in and day out. And if there's any bills or any change in policy or procedure that makes our highways safer, we're going to be in support of that. And then also, that's the same goes for the flip side. If something is going to be put in place that makes our highways less safe, then that's something that we would have issues with. Now, I would love to come into this and say that I have all sorts of data and research showing the impact of 80 miles per hour, but that wouldn't be true. I don't have, there's very minimal crash data research related to the actual impact of 80 miles per hour on interstate speeds. But I do have other stats that can go along with that and can show some of the concerns that are out there. For instance, speeding or traveling too fast is a factor in about 40% of all fatal crashes in North Dakota each year. That's a staggering number. That's a huge number that we should be concerned with. You know, some of the other items that are used is an 85th percentile speed. For instance, on I-29 near Joliet, the 85th percentile speed is 79 miles per hour, meaning that 85% of the traffic is traveling at 79 miles per hour or less. 79 miles per hour would be the maximum speed. So oftentimes that number is confused with a prevailing speed. It's not that 85% of the traffic is traveling that speed. It's that they're traveling that speed or less. So that's something that we need to look at too. That 85th percentile is what is used by traffic engineers. I definitely am not a traffic engineer, but that is what is used to come up with the speed limits and what is reasonable and what people feel safe to travel. So we are concerned with traffic safety, as everybody should be. Could it be more convenient for people to travel a little bit faster? Well, yeah, I guess I get it. But we're already traveling 75. And keep in mind, we were traveling 70. And we were traveling 65. We were traveling 55. It's constantly moving up as time goes on. And where does it stop? Where do we put the cap on?
Yeah, and that leads me to a question, Tom. Are we safe at 75?
Well, that's cruising down the road. That's very fast. I wouldn't want to get into a crash at 75 miles per hour. I wouldn't feel safe with the outcome of that crash at 75 miles per hour. Now, there is some give and take. Obviously, we can't be just traveling 25 miles per hour down the interstate to get to where we're going. Yeah, would we have substantially less crashes and less fatalities? Well, yes, but that's not practical. That's not realistic. 75 miles per hour is cruising down the road. Bumping it up to 80. Like I said, I don't have the data to back that up, that creates that much of a hazard. I think the legislators do a great job in our state of hearing testimony from all points of view, whether it's from law enforcement or citizens or other legislators. They take all that into account and do a good job of crafting laws for the state, and I'm comfortable that they will continue to do so with this matter.
So Emailer Ed, who was supposed to be show host Ed, who has been now reduced to Emailer Ed because of a conflict, says, Steve, please mention to Lieutenant Iverson that when I was governor, I resisted the call to raise the speed limit from 70 to 75. I thought the highway patrol folks made a good case for why we should not do so. Then after I was out of office, Governor Hovind supported raising the limit to 75, and as a citizen and a driver, I appreciated that, so I have been on both sides of the equation. So, honest Ed there. Paul in Minot has a question for Lieutenant Iverson. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Lieutenant Iverson. You too, Todd. I won't leave you out. Hey,
thanks.
Lieutenant, you talk about what's safe and what's not safe. I don't approve of the raise of the speed limit at first, but is there anything that we can do? Because we're in a rural state, obviously, and we have a lot of farmers on our roads, even our two lanes and whatnot. But what causes a lot of issue with all my driving, and I do a lot of it, is that, you know, the person gets over in the left lane and he's driving 55 miles an hour and traffic's all backed up, or a semi tries to pass another semi and they're past, they take them 2 miles to finally get past. I guess I would like to see a law that, you know, if you're not passing, you get over the right lane.
Thanks for calling, Paul. We appreciate it. Lieutenant Iverson, what do you think?
Yeah, so, well, there currently is a law that it's rather vague, I guess, at best, but it does kind of address traffic, that it should be driving in the right-hand lane if traveling slower than the speed limit. So if they're traveling slower than the flow of traffic and slower than speed limit, they need to be in that right-hand lane. But you brought up an interesting idea that I kind of forgot about until you brought that up, is the disparity between your slower traffic and your higher traffic. That is what creates the danger. So, for instance, if we raise the speed limit from 75 to 80, we're essentially going to, more than likely, going to have more people that are going to be, you know, traveling a little bit faster, but then we're also going to have people that are not going to be traveling faster, such as our commercial motor vehicles, heck, our combines, tractors that are allowed to drive on the interstate, which I understand, we're a rural state, that they need to get from point A to point B, but we got to remember that there is commercial traffic that's not going to be increasing the speed to 80. So all we are doing is increasing the disparity between that commercial motor vehicle and that other vehicle that is choosing to travel 80 plus miles per hour. That is what is proven to create a danger on our roads. And another item I want to throw out there that oftentimes gets overlooked, and when we talk about fatality crash rates, in North Dakota, in 2015, we had a fatality crash rate of 1.3, and that's compared to the national rate of 1.12. So over the past 10 years, North Dakota has always, every single year, had a higher fatality crash rate versus the national rate. That's an alarming trend. And so we cannot say that our – and that's, that takes into account vehicle miles traveled. So it's 1.3 fatalities per 100 million vehicle miles traveled. So it's a fair representation across all states. And we continually, you know, are higher in that area. So we can't say that our roads, or that we have less fatalities on our roads.
We're visiting Lieutenant Tom Iverson here on What's on Your Mind. And, Tom, just only about 20 seconds left with you, but quick, if we raise it to 80, aren't people going to naturally drive 85? I mean, don't you see that? We tend to fudge a little bit always anyway, so this new speed limit really is going to be 85?
It's a natural human tendency to push the limits, heck, I'm guilty of myself. We just always want to push the limits, whether it's speed or whatever. So yes, I anecdotally, yes, I feel that we will see some higher speeds. But if I don't have the facts and figures to back up what I'm saying of keeping that 75, then I got to be careful how far
sure.
I push it.
Well, Tom, it's an interesting conversation, but we certainly respect law enforcement, and what you do every day is heroic to stand in the gap for those of us who can't. and to keep our communities safe and protect us. So we can't thank you enough for everything you do. Thank you for your time this morning.
Steve, I appreciate that very much. You guys have a good day.
You do the same, sir. Lieutenant Tom Iverson from North Dakota Highway Patrol. Luther, you had a comment you wanted to make. Bev wants to talk about the inauguration. Hang with us. We'll do that right on the other side. You're listening to What's on Your Mind. We'll be right back.
You talk. We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
It's time to save you money with Titan Outlet Store. Guaranteed iron at outlet prices. Online at TitanOutletStore.com. If you tell them Scott sent you, they'll take 11% off the price. 11%. Look at this deal right here. About $159,000 item. It's a 2012 New Holland T8 390 with 968 hours. Sharp tractor, 340 horsepower. Loaded up. 18-speed Ford, 4-speed reverse, 3-point quick hitch. All Michelin tires. 11% off. TitanOutletStore.com. TitanOutletStore.com or call 218-233-3700.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
PetroServe USA, the folks that connect North Dakota's farm fields with North Dakota's oil fields. And you get choice and savings at the pump every day. Head on into the store and take advantage of some great specials all month long. Godiva chocolate bars, I can't say no, 89 cents each. King size Milky Way, Snickers, Twix, and M&M's, 89 cents each. The Kellogg's protein bars, $1.09 each. And the Deli Express smoked ham, cheese, chuck wagon, chicken, and Swiss, $1.99 each. Great sandwiches. And, of course, all day, every day, the PetroServe USA famous special, four items for $4. Hot stuff, personal pan pizza, 20-ounce drink, and 2 cookies. Those great homemade cookies at PetroServe USA. 4 items for $4 all day, every day. The best buys in apparel anywhere and so much more. PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. Find them in Bismarck, Mandan, Fargo, Moorhead, West Fargo, 2, Dilworth, Bemidji, up to Grafton. And Valley, Darien, Grand Forks, East Grand Forks is part of the PetroServe USA family, too, now.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1 G2.0 and Pro-Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
A candy bar makes everything better, especially those Godiva chocolate bars. You ever had those? On sale all month long at PetroServe USA for 89 cents. That's worth the trip. Mars King Size candy bars are 89 cents. Kellogg's protein bars, $1.09. The Deli Express sandwiches, smoked ham and cheese, chuck wagon or chicken and Swiss, $1.99 each. And my personal favorite, the 4 for $4, all day, every day, $4 items, $4. You get the hot stuff, personal pan pizza, 20-ounce drink, 2 cookies, $4 items, $4. 4 for $4, all day, every day at PetroServe USA, connecting North Dakota's farm fields with North Dakota's oil fields and helping America fuel better.
Welcome back to the What's on Your Mind program. Scott Hennen out today. We'll be back tomorrow. Steve Hallstrom and Todd Mitchell hanging out with you until 11 o'clock today. We got open a segment here, no guests this segment, so we got a little bit for your call. So give us a call, friends, locally 701-258-0550, toll-free 1-800-228-0550. You can also text Todd at 701-226-8503. And there are a few texts coming in, so we've got a couple folks who would like to get on the show with us, and then we'll do some text here in a minute. So let's start with Bev in Willow City. Bev would like to talk about the inauguration. Good morning, Bev.
Hello, Scott. Yes, I've got a little problem with the way President-elect handled Congressman Lewis. Now, Lewis is honored because he marched with Martin Luther King, and he chose that day, you know, the fact that this Martin Luther King honoring day, to say, I'm not going to go to the inauguration because president-elect is not qualified to be president.
Mm-hmm.
But why didn't Trump, instead of being acting like a child, you attack me, I'm going to attack you. Why didn't president-elect announce the fact that, you know, when Lewis marched with Martin Luther King, years ago, it was the Democrats, it was the segregationists who were throwing bricks at Lewis. If Trump would have announced that, I don't think 42 Democrats, congressmen, would be saying, I'm not going to the inauguration because he attacked Lewis. What do you think? What do others think?
Yeah, Bev, good point, and certainly everyone else can weigh in here as well. If you're waiting for Donald Trump to act with the kind of whatever you might want to call it, restraint or decorum that you typically think of with a president, you're going to be waiting a long time. He just doesn't respond that way, and he got elected that way of saying what's on his mind.
He's going to be president for the next 4 years.
Yes, ma'am, he is.
Act like a president.
Well, I know, but that's not. Yeah, thank you, Bev. I'm not disagreeing with you. I, for one, would like for him to show more restraint. We can all make points a certain number of ways. It's not what you say, it's how you say it. You can say, look, I disagree with Representative Lewis. He's a great American. He can stand up and say what he wants, but I disagree with him. But that's not how he responds. He responds quickly, and he responds, if you call me a name, I'm going to call you one right back. And I think if you're holding your breath, waiting for that to change, you're going to pass out. Rick in Bismarck wants to talk about the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare. Rick, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, good morning. I just had a quick comment. You know, there's a lot of debate as to what should replace the Affordable Care Act.
Yes.
And my comment is, if they come up with a plan that is good enough for the House and the Senate and other members who are exempt from the Affordable Care Act, it ought to pass through with 100% approval on both sides of the party, or both sides of the political spectrum, I mean to say. And I'll get off the phone.
Okay, Rick, thank you. So Rick's saying basically, hey, you know, we'll have a lot of respect for you folks in Congress if you pass something that you would subscribe to yourself. And we've heard a lot of that. You know, make a plan that you would go for, and then we might do it too. But it's not fair for you to say, here's the law of the land when you get a different kind of a plan. John wants to talk about Social Security. Good morning, John. How are you?
I'm fine. Reason I wanted to talk about Social Security is that I like to go fishing. However, I haven't been able to go fishing because they require a Social Security number on your fishing license, and the fishing license is something that the state of North Dakota controls. And they don't have to have that on there. They can put on your driver's license on there. On my driver's license, I don't list my Social Security number. And so this year and a few other years, I haven't been able to go fishing.
Okay. And you're not able to provide anything that does that because they're saying that you need a Social Security number specifically.
Right, right.
Okay.
They specifically say that I have to have a Social Security.
And you don't have one, John?
I got one, but I don't ever use it. When I was went to the stores, they were asking for a Social Security. I said, "Well, you don't really need my business if you ask for my Social Security."
Yeah.
I taught my children how to get along without a Social Security number.
Yeah, I don't know what to tell you about that, John. I think they're just looking for some way to make sure that you're not a hoodlum, and that's the best way for doing it. So I get it. It's a good comment. We'll pass it along next time we visit with Terry Steinwand. More What's On Your Mind coming up.
Radio.com.
Vince is here from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2. Best place ever because you have some fun things like the Olhausen game tables. Tell me about it.
I know I'm a sales guy, but it is the best pool table made, period. And here's the fun thing about Olhausen. They'll not only customize your own pool table, whatever you want on it, however you want it stained, whatever wood you want to use, but they can make a matching shuffleboard table, matching foosball table, matching game table. They can do the whole thing for you. So their whole room can be done specifically and designed specifically how you and your family want it.
You sell more Bison logos or UND logos?
Bison right now. When the Fighting Sioux were out there, it was definitely more Fighting Sioux tables. But, you know, right now, I'd give the edge to the Bison.
Vikings tables, they've got them all. And, folks, right now's the time to buy because no interest, no payments for a year. Play now, pay later, bubble hockey. Air hockey, darts, foosball, pool tables too at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables too, Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, and Minot.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal-impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job, but it doesn't have to be that way. Because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc? disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
This is the Genesis Communication.